presenting.
Rolling.
Weekday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland hosts a star-studded show to include their salute to Black Hollywood Week in advance of the NAACP Image Awards, which airs on TV One tomorrow night. Roland Martin from Los Angeles, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Man, look at Jay. Jay, you're looking well there. Tom, he got a meeting with some white folks later.
In my shop,
he got a meeting with some white folks. He got church shoes on, Tom. He got a meeting with white folks today. You know, with somebody, and they just straight black. There's no two-tone or nothing. So tell the white folks you're meeting with, Jay, hello, because that's what you're meeting with. All right, then. Our friend Keith Bocamp does a great, great job when it comes to dealing with some of the stories that really appeal to our community, but also tell the story about race in America. He joins us right now. He has a new show coming on one of Discovery's channels. And Keith, you always do great stuff, Emmett Till and other stories. So what are you bringing to the nation's attention now that we should be paying attention to?
Well, what I will be bringing next is my next installment of the Injustice Files will be on sundown towns in America. And these, of course, are towns where African Americans were not allowed to be in after dark or even live within the city limits.
I know Vidor, Texas is one of them.
Exactly. Yeah. Those are one of the known, Vidor, Texas is one of the known cities that is actually a sundown town. But what I wanted to do is just show you that sundown towns not only existed in the South, but also exist throughout the North. Because
really,
yeah, it's actually a Northern phenomenon, not a Southern phenomenon. So it's really
like what
exciting.
Towns?
Well, we're talking about. I'm just going to throw towns out at you, like Darien, sure. Connecticut.
Connecticut.
It's actually a sundown suburb. We're talking about Martinsville, Indiana, Vienna, Illinois, Waverly, Ohio. And there's so many to count at this point. I'm talking about hundreds and practically thousands that still are active in this country today.
And to the black folks, too, especially young black folks, when you say sundown, that means get the hell out. Don't even be near that town.
Exactly. These are towns that many times had officially brandished signs out in front of their city limits stating that African Americans should not be caught there after dark.
Now, when you shot this, did you shoot it in the daytime or at night?
We actually shot it in the daytime. I did some investigation at night.
Okay.
It's a good question because these areas are still dangerous, and I think it's under everyone's radar. We really don't know that they exist. I mean, of course.
So around 5 o'clock, that's a wrap, huh?
Yeah. Of course, in the African-American community, we always hear our parents or our elders talk about these places, not mm-hmm. to be there after dark. But we never knew that these places were actually protected officially by the city covenant as well as their city ordinance. So it is a practice.
You mean the law says black folks got to be out of this town?
Some of the places had signs, like you said.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So it's a remarkable project that I embarked on. I brought in sociologist Dr. James Loy, who's the foremost authority on this subject matter, and I was trying to prove him wrong. I was hoping not to prove him wrong.
If they don't have signs, or if they do have signs, and it's supposed to be illegal, how else do they let you know?
Well, I mean, a lot of these places now live by reputation. Mm-hmm. The 1968 Housing Rights Act prevented this practice to continue by law. But unfortunately, by reputation, these cities and towns still live on.
Sundown towns.
was there one town that really surprised you that you said, really? This is one of them?
You know, I have to say all the towns.
All of them.
Mr. Martin, because, you know, growing up in the Deep South myself and learning about segregation, I just was never truly aware about this practice. And to see that it's happening now in Obama's America is truly shocking to me. And it blew me away. I never felt so alienated in my life.
In Obama's America, that's what a lot of people are feeling.
When does it air, Keith?
It airs on Monday, this Monday coming, February 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern on Investigation Discovery.
5 o'clock, that's a wrap. All right, see y'all tomorrow.
Thanks, Keith.
Roland Martin's
Keep
commentary.
Up the great work.
Thank you.
It's brought to you by TV One.